With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. The Supreme Court takes up abortion this week, specifically abortion pills.
The safety of a commonly used abortion pill is slated to be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. The central argument in the Mifepristone case is whether the Food and Drug Administration approval, which was granted 24 years ago, was flawed. The Christian conservative group that brought the lawsuit to restrict the availability of the abortion pill says there have been tens of thousands of emergency complications. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists filed a brief saying only a tiny fraction of patients, less than one-third of 1%, suffers serious adverse events from taking Mifepristone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at srnnews.com, the UN Security Council set to vote on a resolution Monday demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The vote comes after Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-sponsored resolution on Friday that would have supported an immediate and sustained ceasefire in the conflict. Political donations to former President Trump could end up going to his lawyers.
The former president has a new joint fundraising agreement with the Republican National Committee that directs donations to his campaign and a political action committee that pays Trump's legal bills. That's according to a fundraising invitation to an April 6 fundraiser to be held in Palm Beach, Florida. The AP says Republican donors could see their money go to Trump's lawyers, who have received at least $76 million over the last 2 years to defend him against four felony indictments and multiple civil cases. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials in Nigeria say 137 of nearly 300 school children have been released more than 2 weeks after they were seized in the northwestern state of Kaduna. SRN News. A win for religious freedom in Virginia.
Under a legal settlement with the state, a group of churches and other Christian ministries will be free to hire only people who adhere to a statement of faith. 4 years ago, Democratic lawmakers added sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Virginia's non-discrimination law. Alliance Defending Freedom represented the churches and says, quote, religious organizations are free to operate their ministries without fear of government punishment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vowing to restore Roe v. Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's an empty promise. Most constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances. While the understanding of Congress's power has expanded over time, there are still very real limits. This is SRN News. Garden centers enjoyed a pandemic boom, particularly with millennials, as people looked for outdoor activities during lockdowns.
As another crucial spring planting season kicks in, however, the question is, will those wannabe green thumbs stick with the habit? Spending on lawn and gardening activities rose to about $616 per household in 2022, an increase of $74 from 2021. However, the National Gardening Association says those activities flattened out in 2023.
Jeremy House reports that as they seek to keep people interested in gardening, business owners must deal with higher costs for materials and labor, as well as volatile weather. Linda L. Bean, granddaughter of the famed outdoor retailer L.L. Bean, who became an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and conservative activist, has died. She was 82 years old. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.